This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV, 5 things you need to know for this Friday, the 13th of September, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, the 5 big stories this week as we head into the weekend. Item number 5, of course, politics here in the United States, the big debate Tuesday night, possibly the only televised debate between President Trump and Vice President Harris, although after Tuesday night's debate where Kamala Harris did better than expected, her campaign put out a challenge for a second debate. I'm sure that the Trump campaign will be happy to accept. There are those who think that this is a little bit of overconfidence on the part of Harris's campaign team, that another debate probably not going to serve her as well as they would like. And in fact, even though she did perform better than some thought she might on Tuesday night, yours truly included, it does not appear to be reflected in the surveys after the debate. In other words, she may have won the debate but lost votes. Independent voters, apparently put off by her smirk while President Trump was speaking, and even though Trump was unrehearsed, speaking off the cuff as he usually does, and missed opportunities to really emphasize the differences between his policies and his record and the record of the Biden-Harris administration, independent voters seem to think that he is more likely to be an agent of change and that America's going in the wrong direction, so an agent of change is needed, than Vice President Harris. So we'll see how this all plays out. I mean, President Trump, again, I will say, missed opportunities to really emphasize the difference between his record and the record of the Biden-Harris administration. He let her get under his skin, where he wasted time talking about the size of his rallies. Look, out here in flyover land, we want to talk about the size of our tax bills, the size of our paychecks, and how that's being eroded by inflation that has spiked under the Biden-Harris administration. But again, the post-debate surveys don't seem to reflect the actual performance of the candidates in that debate. And that leads to item number 4, Borders Are Harris. One of the elements or issues that came up during the debate that has really gone viral on social media this week, and I realize that you and most Americans don't live on social media the way those of us in the media kind of have to, but it is gaining some traction, the idea that, hey, there are immigrants from Haiti who were allowed in under special temporary protected status who are changing life and not for the better in small towns in the Midwest, like Springfield, Ohio in particular, where people there are complaining about Haitian migrants who are taking and killing ducks from local ponds and parks and eating them, possibly even taking and eating pets. Certainly causing problems on the roads there and just living according to different standards than what we Americans are used to. And again, I will say we've got friends in a small town in southern Indiana who are reporting seeing a similar thing, maybe not to the extent of Springfield, Ohio, but something similar in their town. So how did this happen? Well, Vice President Harris is on video bragging about how she and President Biden allowed in 100,000 Haitians as temporary protected refugees, 300,000 Venezuelans, and that led to the story earlier this week where investigative journalist James O'Keefe published unclassified information from U.S. Army North Division showing that Venezuelan prison gang, the members of that gang Tren de Aragua, have set up shop in not just in Denver. You may have seen the viral video of members of that gang taking over an apartment complex there and terrorizing residents, but also in New York, Chicago, other major cities across the country. And if that isn't bad enough, the Permian Basin, America's largest oil-producing area, now warning employees who work out in that region that Cuban and Venezuelan migrants, armed migrants, now thieving, committing thefts of oil, diesel fuel, copper wire, catalyst elements from rigs. People working in that area, working for companies that are now talking about arming employees because of the threat, the danger that they face from these migrants who have been allowed into the country under the Biden-Harris administration. In fact, we've heard privately from people who say that they know people working in the Permian who can vouch for this. The damage that's being done to America's energy infrastructure and to our cities from New York to Chicago to Los Angeles, there will be a reckoning here. And it may not be pretty. As I've said on this program before, diversity plus proximity, historically speaking, leads to conflict. Topic number 3, widening the war. Ukraine, that is, talking about taking the war deeper into Russia. Monday this week, they launched the largest drone strike ever on Moscow, and they have been petitioning the Biden administration and members of NATO to use long-range missiles provided by Western allies to strike deeper into Russia. So if you thought drone strikes on Moscow were dangerous enough, just wait till they start using HIMARS missiles from the United States to do the same thing. What's concerning, what's troubling, disturbing, is that the UK's foreign minister, David Lammy, now saying that the delivery of Iranian missiles to Russia changes the debate about Ukraine using Western-provided long-range missiles to strike deep inside Russia. Oh, really? I'm not sure how. Iran has been providing missiles and drones to Russia since day one. It seems to me this is just a talking point to lay the groundwork for doing what the deep state, what neocons are wanting to do anyway, what they've been agitating for a long, long time, which is open war with Russia. As Donald Trump said in the debate Tuesday night, and this was one thing I think that did resonate with viewers, we're playing with a country that's got nuclear weapons here. We are sleepwalking into World War III. Pray that cooler heads prevail. Topic number two this week, Israel. Hadn't really talked much about this, but more details have come out about a raid inside Syria on Sunday. An elite IDF unit conducted a highly unusual raid about 120 miles inside Syrian territory, north of Israel, destroyed an underground precision missile factory constructed by Iran, being used to provide precision missiles, that is, to Iran-backed militia groups and Hezbollah. This raid on Sunday was the first ground operation by the Israeli Defense Forces inside Syria in recent years. It appears to be a real blow to Iran's efforts to arm Hezbollah and other Iranian-backed missiles inside or militia groups inside Syria. Now, the Israeli government didn't publicly take credit for the raid. They're trying to avoid provoking a retaliation by Iran, Syria, or Hezbollah. Syrian state media and Syria's opposition organization reported heavy airstrikes Sunday night by the Israeli Air Force in a town in western Syria, Masyaf. This apparently was a distraction for the ground assault in Masyaf, where they took out the underground base. And Israeli troops, now according to Israeli media sources, reportedly came home with documents from this underground base and several Iranian prisoners. Things getting more and more interesting over there. And again, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for cooler heads to prevail, and for this war to calm rather than to escalate. Coming up, assault with a deadly weapon in Canada, but it's not at all what you think. That's next on the Friday Five.
We want to make sure you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new work in the Carl Gallup's Ultra Collection. When you order this amazing collection from the SkywatchTVStore.com, you'll receive the brand new book, Eyes to See. Is our world ready for the coming visitation by the legendary Pastor Carl Gallup's, where for the first time ever, you'll discover what the Israel link truly is and the gravitas prophetic significance it holds in the times we're living in right now. You will learn about the real-life supernatural encounter that will open your eyes to see the spiritual realm like never before. Eyes to See will make certain you are spiritually ready for the coming visitation. And it uncovers massive treasures of astonishing insight previously hidden in Scripture and revealed specifically for our day. You'll also receive the amazing books, The Summoning, Preparing for the Coming Days of Noah, and Glimpses of Glory by Pastor Carl Gallup's that take you from the Garden of Eden to Jesus' glorious return, and A Cosmic Collision of Biblical Truth that explodes to life upon the tapestry of the mind and soul. For a very limited time while supplies last, you'll also receive The Summoning Companion DVD. Join Pastor Carl Gallup's for this incredible, exclusive two-part sermon. From Living Without Fear in the Midst of Our Prophetic Age, to the question surrounding what Jesus is telling his people through the prophecy of the fig tree and the return of Israel, this companion DVD is a must-have. These items hold a retail value of $85. Yours now for your donation of only $40, which includes free shipping to all U.S. orders. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity. You can also visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Carl Gallup's Ultra Collection.
Item number one today, a woman in Canada arrested for assault with a deadly squirt gun. Well, okay, not a deadly squirt gun, just assault with a weapon. 58-year-old woman in Simcoe, Ontario, charged with assault with a weapon after she accidentally sprayed a grumpy neighbor with a water gun. You see, she loves kids. She works as an educational assistant. When she noticed some kids out in the front yard playing with squirt guns, she grabbed one of her own and decided to join in the fun. It sounds like the kind of fun neighbor that you like to have when you were a kid. Anyway, as she chased one of the kids in the yard, she accidentally sprayed her neighbor who was mowing his lawn. Even though she apologized, the neighbor called the police. The police showed up, charged her with assault with a weapon. Assault with a weapon. Now, she said police spoke to the neighbor, didn't even talk to her, just charged her, which means she's got to go to court. Said she's been stressed about this, cried herself to sleep many nights. Her school board has put her on leave, which has led to financial hardship for her family. Several neighbors say that the neighbor who called the police has a long history of calling the cops over minor, insignificant issues. They say the police are being weaponized against them. Thankfully, we are happy to report no one was injured or killed in the incident with the deadly squirt gun. Even more thankfully, most people see how ridiculous this is, and they are contributing to a GoFundMe to cover her legal bills. They've already exceeded their $10,000 goal, and we pray that the judge in this case has a sense of humor, a sense of scale, and understands that these are not weapons. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk with Carl Gallups, author of many best-selling books. His latest is Eyes to See. Jaw-dropping stuff in there. Find out what nuggets Carl is getting out of the Word of God. Our program is available right now to watch on our website, skywatchtv.com. You can always catch all of our video content there. You can watch it right now over the air. Our broadcast schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can watch it at Roku or Apple TV. If you've got one of those set-top boxes, make sure you've got the Skywatch TV channel installed on it. All of our video content will come to you there. You can also watch it over the internet, YouTube, at Skywatch Television, rumble.com/SkywatchTV, or better yet, get our free mobile app. Take us with you in your smartphone or tablet. Download our content right to your mobile device, whether you've got an iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire device. We've got apps for all of those and links to their app stores at skywatchtv.com/app. You'll find us online, 5 in 10 that is, at YouTube, youtube.com/@5in10, X formerly Twitter, @5_in_10. And thank you for watching as we keep watch. Have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.